Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to zakat on production. Now, generally, whenever we speak of the word production vis-a-vis zakat, what comes to mind is agricultural production. And so therefore, agriculture produce is zakatable at the rates of 10 and 5%. And we know that in the case of rainy lands, this zakat is 10% because, of course, the investment is no longer needed to produce to furnish water, and since that is divinely available, so therefore zakat is increased to 10%. However, in non-rainy lands, the zakat is 5%. And the principle which seems to be working is that at all places where labor and capital, labor and investment, both factors are present, the zakat should be 5%, as is in the case of non-rainy lands. However, in the absence of any one of these, and thus, for example, we have the absence of investment in the case of rainy lands, then the zakat should be 10% because obviously it should increase. Now, if this is the basis of the zakat, which is implemented in the case of agricultural produce, then our ulama should do well if they also reflect once again on the fact that what our factories produce also should be classified as production, and the rates of agriculture produce should be implemented on our factory produce, because the nature of the process is the same. Factories also produce products. Similarly, land produces products. So therefore, just as land is zakatable at the rate of 5 and 10%, in a similar manner, in the case of factory produce, the same principle should be applied. However, since in the case of factory produce, we know that both investment and hard work, and which in other words means labor, both investment and labor is needed, so therefore zakat on factory produce should be 5% of the produce itself. So this qiyas or this analogy seems to be in line. And I may mention here that this qiyas has been made and derived by my teacher, Javed Ahmed Ghamidi, and what I have presented here is actually the consequences that he has reached, the results that he has reached while deliberating on this issue. So I would invite all our scholars and people who understand the nitty-gritties of economics and Islamic economics to review this zakat on factory produce once again. Normally, factory produce is regarded as wealth, and it is zakatable at the rate of 2.5% per year, per annum. However, as I said, factory produce should not be classified as wealth. It is absolutely in line that this factory produce should be regarded as, it should be regarded analogous to agricultural produce, and the rates of agricultural produce of zakat should be implemented on factory produce, which, as I said, is 5% of the produce whenever that production is made. So this 5% actually means 5% on the product, on the finished product, and at the time that the product is made, that it should be 5% of the value of that product. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.